From outside the wall of the Citadel in the embattled city of Hue in South Vietnam, I'm speaking to Private First Class Dennis E. Hanley of 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. PFC Hanley and his counterparts of Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, recently took this wall under some extremely heavy combat situations. Dennis, maybe you can tell us something about what occurred when you took the wall.
Well, we moved across the road while the forward development was covering fire for us. The wall was blown in a place where a 500-pound bomb had hit, and we moved up there to the holes. And the VC had threw a few grenades down on top of us, but we seen them move out of the way, and there was only a few people injured. But we moved that on forward, and we threw our own grenades, fragmentation type, and into a few holes, charged them, fired rounds into them, threw smoke, and we set up 360 around the holes and the side of the wall. There were approximately 13 to 14 bodies lying around the holes, that's plus the ones we had killed on our way up. And it was approximately, we'd say that they were estimated approximately 100 VC up there.
Were these ones here at the very Citadel, were they fighting harder, would you say, than the NVA troops, or just what type of resistance did you encounter?
Well, that's affirmed. They were fighting very hard. They had a lot of good snipers. They were doing a lot of dinging. We lost a lot of men from sniper fire, and they had rocket launchers up there. And they knew exactly what they were doing. They were trying to hold that position, but we seen an encounter and taking it over.
Private First Class Dennis E. Hanley of Englewood, New Jersey. From the embattled city of Hue in the Republic of Vietnam, this has been your Marine Corps reporter, Sergeant Dale Dye of the 1st Marine Division.